Now, I brought some things with me today. This is not a children's address as such, but we're all kids at heart, aren't we? I'm not going to need that, my friends, so that's great. Thank you. Well, it was a bit cold when I left Inverkeithing this morning, and you may or may not know, but I like to wear hats. And it was 6 o'clock when I left this morning. 6 degrees when I left this morning. Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't walk. That's right. And this hat. So I've got lots of hats, and I've got them for good reasons. So this is sort of my default mate's hat. Now, the guys will probably understand what I say when it's my mate's hat, because when I wear this hat and I'm out and about, I get a sort of nod from guy. You know, the guys working in the road, they give me a, you know, a nod. The guy in the van gives me a, you know, a nod, because it's sort of mate, it's just sort of your standard hat for, you know, a guy, and that's what I call my mate's hat. But there are sort of other ones as well. I'll put that there for a moment. This is a little bit more dangerous. This is my keep my head a bit warmer hat. Now, you'll notice the reason I say it's a bit dangerous, especially over in the west of Scotland, is, can anybody tell what color this is? Okay, you get my meaning? It's green, it's not blue. And you've just sort of got to be careful where you go, especially in Baptist circles, wearing a green hat. That was a joke, never mind. See, you like that hat? Well, thank you. It sort of suits. It goes in my hazel eyes. If you came closer, can you see? Yeah, we go. Like it. So that's my. Now, the thing is, in Scotland, sometimes it gets, now, these are sort of okay. Now I'm getting onto my slightly more strange hats, because no giggles, please. This is my, keep my head warm hat. Okay? This is the keep the head warm hat. If it's round about, you know, 4 down to sort of 0, and then this is my keep my head really cozy hat. Okay? So this is when it's getting down. I mean, I hope the rest of you have got a sensible set of hats like I have, you know? This sort of gets a few looks when you go down the street. I don't know why. My wife thinks it's my sort of duck hat, you know, for whatever. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, sort of like a comedian hat. Never mind. There we are. Now, of course, when it gets into a bit more spring-like, are you enjoying this? This is the whole sermon. No, I'm going to get around to the Bible in a minute. You get into the sort of more, summery weather, and now it's getting, but that's a bit, that's sort of okay. This is sort of the visor hat. Okay, it keeps the sun out my eyes. But the one I really need when it gets sunny, and this one gets a few strange looks. I don't know why, but this is my please. This is my now, you see, it looks a bit, I mean, if I do that, it looks a bit better. It looks a bit sort of more cowboyish, doesn't it, you know? Or maybe an Aussie sort of look, you know? But that keeps the sun off me altogether. Well, these are all things I clothe myself with. I put them on. And getting to the serious bit, what I want to ask you folks today is, what do you clothe yourself with? What do you clothe yourself with? What do you cover yourself over with? What is it people see when they look at you and they look at me? Maybe we can all be a bit like chameleons at times, depending on the occasion. We put on something different. If we're with our mates, if we're with our work, if we're with our family. And I just want to look at what the Apostle Paul says 3 times. He uses a word in the language that he wrote in. He uses a word that means clothe yourself or put on. 3 times. I just want to look at the 3 times. And the first one is in Romans chapter 13 and verse 14. And it's this. What are we to put on, he says? He says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ. That wasn't me flapping my ear. That was for me sort of looking to see if you were going to give me that. So clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. I'm not fully retired yet. I'm only semi-retired. And I spend half my time working with, at the moment, a church down in northeast England. And one of the things I'm trying to do with churches is help them think through how they do mission well, how they do discipleship well, how they do everybody have a ministry well. But you know, and it's great to sing songs and just to worship the Lord for what he's done for us. But the real question is, once we've thanked the Lord for dying for our sins, once we've thanked the Lord for loving us, what is it we put on? What is it we put on when we walk out of here? What is it we put on when we go back into friends or family? What is it we put on if we're still working? You know, a lot of Christians, I think, just put on the desires of the flesh. Well, I'm hungry today. What's for my dinner? Hey, I'm back from church. What are you going to get feed me with? Or, what's on the telly tonight? Oh, I didn't fancy that. I want to look at that instead. You know, the grumbly, the hungry. What, I'm not going to do that. I want to do this. That's what we did that. We'll always do what you want. I want to do this. Don't gratify the desires of the flesh. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how can you put on the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, sometimes we get the right focus that Jesus died for us on our sins, but we forget something very basic, that he became like us so that we would become like him. He became like us so that we become like him. It says in the scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, he became sin for us that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So the first thing I want us to see, the Apostle Paul, he understood what folk are like. And he said, for goodness sake, I says, get it right. You're never going to win people for Jesus, Christians. You're never going to attract people to be disciples just by talking about Jesus all the time and getting excited. What you've got to do is something more. You've got to clothe yourself, not with just a silly wee hat, not with different hats and different occasions, but we've got to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? Well, the second time he uses it, if we just go through the order of the Bible, is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And there he says, put on or clothe yourselves, it's the same word, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after done everything, to stand. See, the thing you and I have always got to remember is that we have an enemy who's desperate to make sure we don't put on Jesus. And the way he'll do it is to whisper wee thoughts into our minds all the time. To get us to think about, well, the three classic things, sex, money, and power. The three things that drive the world. Sex, money, and power. And we can spend so much time, it's not that we can't be used positively. We need sex to that we have human beings born. We need money because we need to trade, we need to exchange, we need to buy things to eat. And we need people who have influence to keep things in order. But you and I both know that each of these can become twisted. They become strange. They become perverted. And you know, and as well as I do, that if you switch your telly on when you go home tonight, you're going to see perversion in sex, perversion in money, and perversion in power. So the thing we've got to be on guard is clothing ourselves putting on an attitude. We've got to put on the armor to resist the evil one. And you know, one of the obvious ways of resisting the evil one for all of us is the hardest thing to do. You ever find yourself watching a telly and you're watching the program and you think, okay, this has just gone a bit too far. This has gone just a bit too far. And sometimes you manage to switch it off. But you want to know sometimes? Sometimes you didn't switch it off. Sometimes you just keep watching. And you get drawn into the devil's ways. And then you start to fantasize in your own mind. You start to think about what I was talking about in perverted ways, in twisted ways, without realizing it. You see, you are in Christ. You love the Lord, and He's drawn you into Himself. And when you walk out of this room, you don't just go out as Graham, or you just don't go out as Jim. You go out as a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you have the potential to radiate the very presence of Jesus into every situation you go into. But you know, first of all, you have to consciously put on Jesus. And you do that by saying, I'm going to resist the devil's ways. And just, you know, he's talking about fasting. I think it's a great idea you fast for more than a day, by the way. Okay? But of course, fasting doesn't mean always just stopping everything. It means cutting out the things that make us fat, such as too much. Well, I'll leave it there. But maybe we all need to fast a bit more in some other ways as well. The things we watch, the things we read, the things we talk about, even the language that we use coming out our mouths. You know how it is? We're with some folk that are effing and blinding all the time. It's very easy to get drawn into that. Very easy. So resist the devil. And thirdly, the third time Paul uses it is in the book of Colossians. And it's Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. All right. I want to put on Jesus. I got the bit about resisting the devil. I mean, I think I've got it a bit. I see there's things I could do that don't just open me up to all that's unhealthy. But the third thing he says, as God's, Colossians 3 and 12, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. Only three times he uses this expression, the three passages I've mentioned. Romans 13 and 14, Ephesians 6 and 11, and here in Colossians 3 and 12. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, you can talk about these in your home groups, but all I want to say is this. I can promise you that those of you who are working or wherever you go, whoever you're talking to, there'll be things in life this week where folk will no come across with compassion. They'll no come across with kindness. They'll no come across of in humility. They'll no come across with gentleness, and they'll no come across with patience. And the tragedy is sometimes people, even in church, don't come across that way. But I'm sure that's not a problem here, right now anyway. Because I'm doing all the speaking and you're just sitting there listening. But you know, before we even open our mouths to talk about Jesus, people notice what we're like. And whatever comes out our mouths about Jesus is useless if what they see in us is a red flag. They've got to see a green flag or a blue flag, depending which side, you know. They've got to see a good flag. And then that flag has to be made up of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Listen, folks, a couple of weeks, it's Easter. Let's remember that verse that I mentioned. Jesus died for our sins, that we be forgiven, but more than that. Scripture says, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, He became sin for us, that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who strengthens us. Do you notice how these qualities there are so much like the ones where Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. May the Spirit of God visit with you all. May you be able to put on Christ afresh as we come up to Easter, and may you radiate something of Him when you're with folks. Not just changing all your hats all the time, but clothing yourself with Christ, resisting the evil one, and showing these lovely qualities that belong to Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for all that Jesus has brought to us. And we thank You, Father, that He's brought us the means of making us right with You. And Lord, we thank You that that means Your Spirit indwells us. And You want to radiate something from us. We thank You for all the folk that have radiated Your love and compassion and kindness into our lives. Now, Lord, by Your strength, by Your power, do it through us to others. This day and in all the days to come. In Jesus' name, and the people of God said together, Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone.